Good evening. Thank you all for being here tonight. It's good to see all of you here. I'm grateful for you taking time out of your evening to come together and to support this effort, to encourage me and to worship God and seek to emulate the life of His Son as we seek to get to heaven one day. Thank you all for coming. It's very encouraging to see many of you here, friends and family members. Especially good to see Brother Skinner here tonight. That was quite a surprise to see him walking in here. Having gone to Tennessee, he's not completely transitioned, but I am indebted to him. He was one of two elders who's responsible for me being in Akron still. And I know that there are two ladies here who are especially grateful for him, my mother and my mother-in-law, who are both here tonight. So it's great to see him. And all of you as well. In the Bible, the life of a Christian is described as a race. There are a number of descriptions that are used to give us some indication about what being a Christian is all about. And a race is one that is very, very relatable to most people. It certainly was in the first century when that analogy was given. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, in verses 24 through 27, we read, "Do you not know that that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable wreath. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." Here, Paul indicates in so many ways that the race that we're running is an endurance race. It doesn't matter who finishes first, second, or third. That's not the point. The point is that we endure the race and finish. Just cross the finish line. Don't give up. And that's what Paul was thinking about for himself. He says, "I have to train myself. I have to discipline myself because I'm still in the race. And as long as we have life and breath, we're in the race. And we must never give up." In Hebrews chapter 12, very familiar passage that uses this analogy, in light of all of the people of faith that the writer describes in chapter 11, he says here in chapter 12, "To let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." The race of life, ladies and gentlemen, is long. It's hard. It's challenging. It's filled with unexpected turns, very steep inclines, very quick and abrupt lows. And because of that, it is especially challenging for us. And sometimes, as we're running the challenge of that race, we fall. In Galatians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul writes to churches throughout the region of Galatia, and evidently many of the Christians had fallen. There are some specific issues that caused them to fall. That's not our purpose in dealing with those tonight. But in verse 4 of chapter 5, he tells them that they were fallen from grace. In verse 7, the question is asked, "Ye did run well. What did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" He says, "You got into the race, you obeyed the gospel, and you ran well for a time, but something happened, something changed. Something tripped you up, caused you to stumble and fall. What was it? What got in your way? All kinds of things get in our way. All kinds of things in life that cause us to fall in the race. Tragedy. Things that are unexpected, unplanned for, that can break our faith and cause us to just give up and quit. And there are many Christians who, because of tragedy, have given up and have quit. kinds of things can test our faith. Some become distracted and just lose their way. Instead of running forward, they turn to the left or they turn to the right, and sin pulls them away. Christians do fall. The question is, what is a Christian to do when they fall? All of us will fall down from time to time. All of us will get bruised and battered and scratched and scraped. The question is not a matter of if we fall down. It's the question is, well, when we fall down, what do we do? Pretty recently, you all watched the Summer Olympics. And as far as the Olympics are concerned, I really don't know much about all of the sports and all of the events. I don't know much about track and field. I surely don't know anything about gymnastics and swimming. But I, like a lot of you, watched the Olympics. Lots of interesting storylines and backstories about the athletes. And every time an Olympics occurs, there are always some really incredible moments that capture our attention and serve as inspiration for us. One evening, they were running the 10,000-meter race. That's a long race. It lasts nearly a half an hour long. And Mo Farah of Great Britain was the projected winner in that race. And as he started that race, it was his strategy to just stay in the back of the pack. And as the race